So at the end of the last episode, Jay was telling us about this incredible red flag situation that he encountered, and we are going to get right back into that. But before we do, I just want to tell you that in this episode, we really touched on a lot of things. We got into the meat of the questions, and some of the questions that I asked the men were, why do men cheat? You know, that's a big question for us ladies. And I also asked, can a man love more than one woman? And then I think this is one of the more important questions, and that is, what do men really want? Join me as we explore this and so much more on season 3 of Conversations with Kathy, the Men.
One woman sell out all my furniture from my house. and went to England. That was a big red flag.
Tell me that story. You know why I want you to tell me that story? Because a lot of time women feel that men don't go through trauma of relationship and breakup and all these sorts of things. They think that, yeah, you know, they are the ones who are always the victims in the relationship. So tell me a little bit of that story.
So I would say both of us were toxic. We were young, and both of us were, you know, trying to figure out where we wanted to be in this relationship, where it was heading. There was a lot of verbal abuse by her because, unfortunately, she couldn't read and write. She came from Venezuela very young, and she spoke Spanish. Mm-hmm. They put her in the school system. The school system couldn't deal with her, so she was tossed around a lot until she eventually just came out of school. Mm-hmm. And one of her defense mechanisms would be to belittle the person that she was with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're black, or you're ugly, or, mm-hmm, you know, you don't have a good job, or all of these things she used to tell me. But the abuse turned into something that I started to grow to like in a strange, mm-hmm, way. And like I can do without, you know, somebody buffing me up every minute. Mm-hmm. Like, you're stupid, you know, to stew chicken. You know, stuff like that. I had to teach you how to do everything. Mm-hmm. You went to school and you're so smart, but you know how to do this. So, you know, I stuck around and stuck around, and I was forcing it when, mm-hmm, I should have been like, you know what? That's not working. Let's leave. Because we were on and off. We broke up. We came back together. We broke up. Yeah. We came back together. So the final straw was when we finally came back together, and she wanted to go to England to study whatever she wanted to study, because she, yeah, started to go to school. She started to get a little more educated. She started to go to like a vocational school to, mm-hmm, learn how to read, write. So she wanted to further that. She got, yeah, the opportunity in England. So I said, no problem. I went, I took out money, I bought a ticket for and everything like that. Back in those days, you'd have to take the Panorama to go over to Tobago. Right. And the plane was leaving from Tobago. Mm-hmm. So she had me take the Panorama, and she flew over. Right. While I was on the Panorama, the 5-hour trip to Tobago, mm-hmm, she had her uncle, and I do quoted fingers for that, guys, who can't see me. Her uncle come pull up with a van, take all my furniture, load it up in our truck, because we were living together, right, and sold it. And then when I came back home to a mattress and a refrigerator.
I don't mean to laugh. So you all met in Tobago and you said your goodbyes and, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
and
cried, everything like that. And, you know, yeah, she was out, gone. But the thing is, for me, in some of the relationships I had, even after her, red flags, there just wasn't the commitment by some of these women that, right, that's how they didn't stay. Mm-hmm. Because I was a guy, I was growing, I was coming into my own. They would come for the sex. You know, I had a daughter at that time. You coming in and out of my life, quick, voosh, voosh, I can introduce you to my daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I would not be totally committed to them. Some of them also, as soon as you meet them, it's like they got the gimme mentality.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it's like, woo-woo. I'm a light bill coming up. I, mm-hmm, never see inside of your mother also inside of yours, and you want me to pay a bill for you. Some other red flags is like, so you ain't buying the outfit for me. It's like,
yeah,
you're dating like for a week. What do you mean buy outfit for you? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And I could even go as somebody red flags. Well, I wouldn't say red flags because I already got married. Somebody growing pains within my marriage. I got married to my wife when she was 22.
Right.
right? I'm 6 years older than my wife. So there are things that I went through that she hadn't been through yet. Yeah. So, you know, she was very immature in going through my phone and who's that woman you're talking to. So I had to go through growing pains like that too. But there are a lot of red flags out there for men, and we need to learn how to spot them, especially the financial red flags.
Yeah.
You know, we need to learn how to spot those.
Yeah, Nico?
I think, honestly, I didn't have to deal with too many red flags with the women that I dealt with. I think the one thing I had to deal with, though, was I'm a very, very easygoing person when it comes to relationships. And I'm very comfortable for anybody. So long distance was an issue for me. And living in one place and being an ex was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And but the relationships I was in where I'm your man when I'm wrong. you know? When I'm not around is whoever you want to do. And I don't ask questions about that. I don't care about it.
Right. You
know? I didn't have the insecurity that some people would have. And as a result, even the women that I was with at the time, I'd have more of a father-like disposition towards them at times. So the immaturity was something that always was an issue. So I couldn't get hung up on it, but I had to eventually decide what I wanted to deal with it. You know, and I think that was one of the big differences between meeting my wife versus some of the other women that I dealt with in the past, was the maturity level. And it's odd because most of the time, men tend to mature slower than women.
Right.
Yeah.
But for me, in my particular instance, I dealt with a lot of immature women, and their immaturity wasn't like in case with Jay, where they're searching phones and things. It was just that if I don't tell you, or I don't show you, or I don't introduce you to anything, you never know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I brought, in my relationships before my marriage, I brought a lot of experiences to the women that I was with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like their first date with a man who he could take you out and dine you and wine you and all these things was with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that is something I think men and women, we need to look at as red flags. How mature is the people you're dealing with?
And Nico, it's a good point there on immaturity, because it had some of my past relationships where I would invite a girl to go out. There was one particular girl, and she brought her mom. And I was like, what? Why yeah. you? It was our next case, she brought her friend.
Right.
And
that
I
girl
was
real
like,
afraid, boy. She was blocking right through.
Yeah, and I was like,
you don't want nobody. You don't want
yeah, what kind of vibes are you giving off that you feel comfortable that you go and bring your mom
boy,
on
remember
a
remember you
think
that's scary at all, boy.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What? And yeah, so those are, you know, like somebody red flags to me too. Like even when you bring your friend and then your friend want more expensive drinks than you. It's
That's our setup.
Yeah, so exactly. You're being taken advantage of. So, you know, that's one big
So, you know, we're getting into the meat of the matter here now, because this is where the hard questions starting to come in. Those were the easy questions. You know, This is the number one question that most women have. Mm-hmm. Why do men cheat?
Woo! Why do men cheat? There's so many levels to why do men cheat. Woo. Yeah, there's always the one level that there's a lack of something. There's a lack of something in the bedroom. Most of the times, there is a disconnect. You know, you're not having proper communication. You understand? You and your wife or you and your girlfriend, or you're not talking about what is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sweep it under the rug and then we go out there and we see we work wife again with all this attention and we go in for drinks with she.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing leads to the another because you didn't address your situation at home. You also have the men who are just habitual cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
There are men that just cheat. They are habitual. They are going to cheat. They are the men that grow up seeing their dad, their uncle, their cousin, their aunt. They grow up in that culture of cheating, of what we call horning. Yeah. So it automatically burnt into the brain. Well, if grandpa could have grandma and your friend, a woman on the side, who is me?
Mm-hmm.
I remember a friend of mine that I grew up with. We always wonder, like, and what am I calling him? Like, dude, you have a dad?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, my dad has come down from the States and thing and bring Barry on and Barry baby and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And as we got older, we came into our manhood, we get to find out that, and I keep trying to call his name, my friend's dad lived in the United States with his wife and his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend down here is the child, you know, and my friend went on to cheat on his wife mm-hmm. and have almost had the same thing before she kicked him to the curb, you know? Yeah. So sometimes it could be what you are seeing, but the main thing for men not to really go down that road of cheating is like you had this vase at home. You need to shine the vase, because sometimes the vase, the trim might pass and bounce the vase, it might fall off, it might get little chips, it might break. You had to learn how to go and take the glue and glue back the vase and shine the vase. And put the vase in different position so the vase gonna look good in that corner of the
mm-hmm,
room.
Mm-hmm.
Not go out and put, because there's a lot of vases in other stores, some even more beautiful.
Yeah.
But the whole point about it is when you get that vase going and get old too. So take care of the vase that you have so it can hold flowers and it can hold value in your life,
yeah,
rather than just getting an empty vase that yeah holds nothing.
Nico?
Well, I agree with Jay on a lot of the things you say, because it has so many different reasons why men cheat or why we cheat as men. And I tell you, I had to call up my mother and talk to she and ask her about certain things, because since I'm small, I have a real polygamous kind of mindset. Don't know where it comes from. It's just mm-hmm always a desire and need to have more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I like every vase. Come here.
Once you can put flowers in all of them.
I can put flowers in all of them, you know?
All
right. The crazy thing about it is, even though I know myself and the way I think and my mindset works, I have to pummel my body and my mind to remain in a monogamous mindset.
Mm.
Because it's a selfishness. If I allow myself to just go with what I feel and how I think, mm-hmm, I show no care to my mate, you know? And that selfishness will make me reason and rationalize every which way why what I'm doing is right.
Yeah.
And I could show you facts and reasons why it will be right. But is it mm-hmm fair? Is it yeah loving? Is it caring? And as much as I can show love to multiple women, other women can't deal with the fact that the man that they love and giving their heart to in yeah a singular manner is now giving his to multiple women.
Yeah.
And that hurts.
Yeah.
So the love for that woman now had to make you, the man, be more cognizant of what your actions is and say, you know, this way or inward desire of mine is not a right thing.
And the question is, why do men cheat, right? And sorry to swing it back on women, but yeah. No, but you cannot start off, and I understand the everyday hurdles of life. I get it. I understand it. It's hard. But you cannot start off having wonderful, beautiful sex or coming into the room, bow chicky, wow, wow. And then after 5 years of marriage, you have one duster. You're here all over the place. You are sorry, but the way how we wired,
you gotta keep it interesting.
You gotta keep it interesting.
Do you think it gets boring? Is that what you're trying to say?
Some women do. Some women do get boring.
I don't get bored with women. I don't care about, but I see what men go through, and I know. That's why I always encourage young men and women always to try and love somebody beyond the sex. Love them totally, psychologically, mentally, the heart. Love them from for who they, the actions and things. Because the sex and the sex appeal is fading off. Because they are a natural thing. We will get fat. We will put on the pounds. Mm. We will get the man boobs instead of the pecs. Mm-hmm. We will lose the six-pack for a keg. We will end up having the stretch marks. I like stretch marks. Yeah.
Love stretch marks.
We'll have the mommy belly, the C-section cut, the hips that spread out. We'll have the wrinkles, the crow's feet, the freckles, whatever. Yes. All these will come. That is natural.
Right.
And you can love each other all with that. But if you don't keep that interest in the bedroom, that interest in the house, a simple thing, you and your woman in the kitchen there, and she, boy, you know, she's in a little shorts and she's cooking up that food for you, walk by and take a little grab on the bum, see, you know, and do something to spice it up. If you don't spice up your relationship, don't complain.
Because some people, and I don't want the listeners to feel like, you know, I'm basing it all on sex, but sex is a big factor.
Yes.
We do have sex in our marriage or in a relationship. And, you know, it's not going to be every night. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be every week. But there are some women out there. I used to have a lot of male friends, and they complain like, oh my God, this woman just not doing it for man. I would try to tell them, so what do you do as a man?
Yeah.
To stimulate your woman. Do you bring home flowers? Do you go to Victoria's Secret and pick her out sexy lingerie?
Do we do
enough as men to make sure that we are satisfied in the bedroom? If you are doing these things and she's still lying down in a missionary position, then something...
Cut up.
It's funny what Jay's saying is true, because we as men, we see hunter gatherers. I always like to talk hunter gatherer thing. Let me tell you something. Go and hunt and gather something to put firewood in your oven, because you had to go out there and get what necessary. I see a post where the woman say, your grandmother make 11 children in a duster like this. In a moo like this. I'm like, listen.
Your grandmother didn't have Victoria's Secret back then.
No, Jay, don't bring that for me. My grandmother and my grandfather, this is lingerie and strawberries and whipped cream and thing.
But then they didn't have stuff to do either. You have to remember. They didn't have anything to do. They were home.
Don't bring that to me. But you go out and buy what you need to do what you have to do. If you're freaky, a little kinky and thing, listen. Some of them, you know, it's killed me in this whole cheating and horning thing is that when we go outside of the relationship, we just do the most freaky, dirty, filthy, nasty.
Exactly.
Keep the mention in front of your
partner. Exactly.
Right? But when you're home with your woman, who you have all rights to do them, all kind of thing like that, you want
but
to
she could be saying no, Nico.
Listen, if she's saying no to you, then it's your job to use the art of persuasion and put some extra.
It's conversations. It's uncomfortable talks. Some men will feel bad to sit down and have these conversations with the lady or their wives. But remember, at the end of the day, you, as a good man, not trying to look in the other direction. So have to go to your woman and say, look, baby, what is going on? I'm bringing home something tonight. I wear a slip into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put something in it for you to smell nice. And we're going to lay in that tub and just feel on one another for a little bit. We could see where you go from there. You had to learn how to bring it back to where it was in the beginning. Otherwise, I'm telling you, men are going to look in the next direction.
If that relationship don't feel like the first day, trouble. It's trouble. On your eyes. When you come in that bedroom and your woman lay down there, you must feel excited to know you are about to go in there and make love to this woman, take your time and whatever. And as I can't say it enough, you see, selfishness have no business in a relationship.
In bedroom,
In your bedroom especially. Because If you in there to please yourself, problems. Yeah, problems. If you in there to please your woman, you're on the right path. You can't come in there talking about you go do this and yeah. I go do this. No. Start with, we in there to make sure that each other can reach a higher ecstasy and passion and pleasure that they never reach for. What I tell you, in my relationship, if I go into it, I go in because I want to see every expression of, I want to see toes cool. I want to see
passion.
I want
to see passion.
The only thing I just get mad at you is call Jesus' name more than me. You'll give me credit for my work now.
Yeah.
Now I know that this topic alone could be a podcast by itself, right? this whole question about why. So I'm going to also ask another question because mm-hmm. men are not the only one who cheat. But here's the difference in terms of the question. Why is it so difficult for a man to forgive a woman when she cheats?
For me, it's ego. It's that vision. For me, I speak it for me, right? Jay Lyon, Jason Hernandez. For me, it's ego. I am honestly going to look in her face and question why. Was he bigger than me? Was he stronger than me? Mm. Did he have a more chiseled chin than me?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even look into, did he satisfy you more emotionally? My mind would already head towards the physical act aspect, the act.
Right.
I jump over that emotional thing. I want to know, did he have a bigger tootie than me?
So you don't care whether he made her feel better in terms of her emotion, that they could talk, that you weren't talking to her, and you know she could talk to him, and don't you care about that?
I would care about that after I settled down from Ken, that he might have had a bigger tootie than me, because I'm an ego. So I know self be true. I can't come on your podcast and lie to you. I'm true to myself, and I know how I would feel. So that physical aspect will be burnt in the back of my head every time I kiss, every time I touch, every time I would just close my eyes and I would see this
positioning.
Man. Especially if it's somebody I know or I seen them before. It will be very hard for me to forgive that. Very hard. Maybe because of the maturity level I'm trying to reach, but for some reason, when it go back to going into that bedroom, I would carry some type of trauma with me into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Nice.
I
real different to Jay in this aspect.
Yeah, he is.
I'm a totally different type of monster in this avenue because one, them thing don't matter to me. What you have don't matter to me because I know too well that it's not what you have, it's how you use it. And that one aspect for me. But I think for a lot of men, the whole hurt comes out of the way that women deal with life in that they know when a woman get involved in a relationship, a lot of times it's an emotional attachment. And she no longer loves me. So she, because she loves, she kiss he. Tear some man apart. And the whole, then make it worse now, if she actually sleep with the man, now they mash up. Whereas a man would go and have sex with 10 women in behind your wife back.
Yeah.
And the woman just looking at it, how could you even leave? You know, is a different type of thing, you know, because we think differently, they think differently. So it puts us differently, typically. Now, as for me, my thing is this. What does you do? Why you do it? That's the end discussion. How far you went? You know what? I didn't really want to know the details. Because I'm telling you, I see type of work, that same man and mash him up mentally.
Yeah.
It's just the way I am. Because, okay, you're bold enough to come and step into my, as I said the other day to somebody, I say, come and you dip your finger in a glass of water. I know you can't drink it because I know the road I pave, right? So are you going to be able to drink that glass of water? And if you can't, I'm going to bait you with it because you will feel it. You will feel it.
Because it's at different ways you can cheat. You know, there's some women, they would cheat emotionally in that they would be talking to another man. For some reason, Nico, I feel I could win back my wife emotion any man if she strayed that way. And I would forgive easier. But for me, it has a lot to do with the physical. It has a lot to do with the physical, that you would give your body
to somebody
else. Take your body and give that to somebody else and expect me to forgive you. And don't get me wrong, vice versa. I expect her to feel the same way also. I expect her to say, you take your body, because you basically say, you know, I am here to share this body with you and only you. Not give you the body, but share of the body with you and only you. And now you go and share it with somebody else. To me, that is a greater hurt than emotion. I could always win you back. I could fix that and change certain things and, you know, start doing things more emotionally, having more conversations with you, you know what I'm saying, tapping into that emotional side. So that is why most men can't take on.
You know, when I look at things and in my experience, right, with dealing with this issue, I have seen where I stop and I hold a reason with myself and I say, you know, before she came to you, she was with others. And not only was she with others, you accepted her after, you know, well, we do need the, you know, show me a medical report.
Right. You know? Right.
I don't know what I'm getting into. We do that, but at the same time, it was still a risk you take, and you're here, you're alive and healthy and thing and strong. So if it is she go and she take her next man while you're with she might just she. Where's really the risk? I mean, as long as she ain't bring you back no disease or no shelter thing, because if I ain't gonna raise her next man baby.
Yeah,
he got to help out. I will go in his ass for chest. Right,
that's a certain level of maturity I reach.
Yeah, it does.
I come like of the father of the nation. I like Genghis Khan. I if you come and you bring an next child out of a horn or something, me ain't telling the child to go away. Me ain't putting no kind of thing on the child. The child didn't ask for that.
True.
Understand? Mm-hmm. In my book, it's yours. I love you. I is a firm believer. If you buy any cow, you have to take the calf. No matter if it's calf or not. Right?
And I'm glad that we have these different perspectives because, you know, for the listeners, people can relate to various things in terms of they can see themselves in this conversation. So I'm going to wrap up, but I have two last questions, you know, and this one is, can a man love two women?
Yes. Plain and simple. A man can love two women. That question easy. You understand? A good friend of mine once told me, as if you could walk into a store full of shoes, Nikes, Reeboks, Fila's, all these different shoes, right? Would you only love Nike alone? You might try on the spare Nike and love that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you might see that Fila over there and love that Fila too. We are given choice.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes women feel that men mind so small or their brain cells so small that they one woman when it have varieties out here to love? The thing is, we choose to love this one. We choose, not they choose, we choose. And to me, that is the most important thing, that this man chose to love you. And it have so many different varieties of women out there. It's not that he love them, you know. It's like, damn, I love that darky over there. But I chosen to love this woman right here. I'm going to suppress this feeling that I have for this woman to love this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in some cases, yes, that happens. In some cases, the men choose to, you know, why go in and love two.
Mm-hmm.
Or three. Probably four. How it work out?
Women will question whether that is love. Whether you could love four and five women, if that's love or if it's just a sexual attraction, or the same thing we were talking about on the top, that it's men just have this freedom to have many other women loving.
I'll tell you why, Rico, before I let Nico go. I could love you for one particular thing and love a woman for another particular thing. You know what I'm saying? I could love you because you're a nurturer and you're kind And I could love this next woman because I have great conversation with her and she taps into my intellectual side. So it have different, you know, ways that mm-hmm. I could love two different women. Mm-hmm. Nico, your turn.
I do agree with you. You could love more than one. I for one, love many women. I'll tell you straight up. And it's not an infatuation or it's not something sexual. Because most of these women, I don't even have a sexual relationship with them. I have a very intimate relationship with them. And I think for us as men, we come across different characteristics in a woman that we love. Things that make that woman so special, so meaningful, so poignant in our life. They're the mm-hmm. thing that we go into, right? But yet and still, we can come across another woman with the same characteristics, similarities to the point where we say, God, you're just like my wife. You're just like my woman. You're just like my girlfriend. I deal with your type already, you know? And mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that we're incapable of loving that person too. No, we can very well love that person too. We like what we like yeah. and we find it in multiple people. We like it and we want it. We want to show it. But it comes down to what the intent is.
Yeah.
Am I going to take this woman and show her love and passion and care to make her now desire me, even though she can't have me? Because it's a hurtful thing, you know. And I tell you, the other thing I used to say, a flirt is an emotional thief. So is a man loving multiple women at the same time. Because when we start to love multiple women at the same time, and we giving them the kind of love and attention that a woman truly desires, and women love the attention given. When you care
for yeah.
you see that kind of passion and respect and adoration, a woman feeds off of that. She feels really, really good about herself. So now yeah. when it's you giving her that, and you can't take it all the way because you're already committed to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
In her.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Very careful with how you love, and I try hard to not do that, but it difficult.
It happens. So as we close, guys, in wrapping up, what would you want women to know that you think women, you know, that we're not in touch with, that men tend to wish women knew? What would that be?
That we hurt, we hurt inside. We have emotions. We cry also. You know, we're not robots. Mm. You could come talk to us. Stop shouting at us. Stop demanding that we do things. You know, respect, gratitude. Treat us kind when we are kind to you. You know, that is some of the things that I want women to know about men. We laugh, we smile, we joke, you know, but sometimes we hurt. When you see us alone, come just give us a hug. Because we have, as Black men also, in this world we live in, we have a lot on our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And we carrying it for you. So just give us a hug, mm-hmm. tell us you love us, and let us know that when we're ready to talk, that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
That is all.
Nico?
I think we as men, we want to have a good relationship with women. I think what women need to understand is that this thing between the teeth is a powerful, powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to use it right, you could destroy. The tongue could set a fire to our forest
mm-hmm.
and burn it flat.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it is. We are the tall trees, the sequoias or whatever, you know, the cedars and cypress. We are like that. But that tongue of theirs can burn us to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And destroy who we are. Take the very fiber out of our body as to being a man.
Yes.
When you use your tongue as a woman to say something, be mindful of what you say or how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a man is a very strong thing. But I don't know a man that could withstand the wrath of a woman's tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just want to thank you guys so much for not sharing. I mean, I had questions that pleasure. I didn't cover.
It was a pleasure.
But I really appreciate, I think there was such insight shown, and I really appreciate it.
No problem. Well, you come back again. You come back. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Conversations with Kathy. If you like the show, be sure to like, rate, and review. It helps others just like you to find the show. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram as Kathy Ann Roach, or in my Facebook group, Conversations with Kathy, where we connect live, discuss the episodes, and share tips for improving our lives. So until next time.